Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever, Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance with guests on the Goodyear hotlines and great ones today. A pair of Hall of Famers. Tony Gonzalez live today. Joe Namath live today. Plus targeting and toplessness and a poorly executed joke. We're ready to do this. Let's go.
Here we go.
Only one place to start.
All right, we're starting with our Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And the Straight Talk is this. The NFL season starts two nights from now, and the Cowboys are going to get killed. I take no pleasure in saying this. People now all of a sudden think that I am a Cowboy hater. I'm nothing of the kind. I don't really have a strong feeling about the Cowboys one way or the other. I do enjoy needling my beloved Bubba, who is our decorated board operator. And many of you may not know this, but before his illustrious career in radio production, Bubba was actually a member of the front office, not only in the Cowboys, but also a member of the legendary Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. So Bubba has been around the Cowboys in many different ways. But here's the reality. They have good news for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Absolutely everything that could be pointing to a big loss on Thursday night is pointing to that. But here's the best news.
Right.
This is the perfect time for that to have happened, Bubba, and let me tell you why. This was a game you were going to lose anyway.
Meh.
Get this one out of the way now, which is to say, Dak hasn't practiced. He hasn't thrown a pass. He hasn't taken a hit in anger since last October. Zach Martin is on the COVID list and isn't going to play. He's probably the most important player on the team. And by the way, he looks facially a lot like you do, Bubba, but that's neither here nor there. I think we've made that observation before.
We have.
This defense, we would think, as the season goes on under Dan Quinn, is going to get better and better as they get more acclimated to a new system.
They will.
So there is reason to believe the Cowboys are going to be better week 3, 4, 5 than they are week 1. So don't schedule week 1, the Giants or Washington or Philly or any other game or anything that you might have penciled in as a win when you first went to it. Let's face it. When they first told you what your schedule was going to be, not when the games are going to be played, but who you were going to be playing, next to at Tampa Bay, you put a little L. Reasonably speaking, you put an L. That's not a game you're going to win. The unfortunate piece of this is that it's going to come a Thursday night in front of the entire world. And if last weekend is any indication, I think the rating is going to be enormous. Our ratings for the college games over the weekend were sky high. People are into it. I don't know if it's the fans being back in the stands, or I don't know what the reason is, and I don't care. I'm just delighted by it. People are way into football right now. It's the Cowboys, for crying out loud, against Tom Brady. It's the sexiest matchup you could ever possibly have. And unfortunately, the Cowboys are going to get obliterated. This is unfortunate reality, is that they're going to get killed. Dak is going to be rusty. The offensive line is going to struggle. You don't want to be missing Zach Martin when you're playing against Ndamukong Suh and Vita Vea and all the rest of those guys. And so all the things that I'm hearing about how their defense is going to get better under Dan Quinn and Zeke Elliott is in the best shape he's been in since college and all these things, which are probably true. Either they have great offensive weapons and Dak is going to put up huge yards as the season goes on. Probably true. Those things will all happen. They're not going to happen Thursday. I'm sorry to say Dallas is going to get crushed Thursday night in the season opener. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Bubba, did I make you feel better?
I mean, what I'm hearing out of that is, yeah, Zach Martin's out. It's going to be rough, but I'm hearing a 16-1 season.
So fair enough.
I like it. You know, hey, I'll give you this one.
If that's the way you felt.
I'll give you this one.
Before the season began, before the schedule began, this was the L.
Yeah.
This was the one. So it's the right time for it to come. That's what I think is going to happen. Now, I want to create something new here today, okay? So so all of you know my friend Mr. Hembo. So Hembo, your title on GetUp technically is what? You were the researcher. Hembo was the researcher. He's brilliant at it and still provides a lot of research for a lot of people at ESPN, particularly me. But your actual title on GetUp is?
A content producer.
Content producer. So his primary job is the night before our shows. We're on every single morning on ESPN. You will call up one of the analysts that we have on. So today, for example, it was Jeff Saturday, right? You and Jeff will talk on the phone for whatever it is, a half hour the night before. You'll ask him a list of questions, and he will answer them, and that enables us to put together our show for the following day. Well, it occurs to me, because I get those notes. You put them together in these notes and send them out to the entire GetUp staff. And I realize there's gold in that stuff. I mean, these takes are phenomenal. The insight is phenomenal. The questions are phenomenal. Why don't we do those here? So we're going to now debut a new way of approaching Greeny's Takes.
Greeny's Takes.
In which you will ask me the same questions that you are asking the GetUp analysts, and I will give you the correct answers. It's nice to hear from all these guys who played and all. I know they think they know a lot about football, but now you will get the actual answers from me. So let's get it started. Here we go. What's the first question you asked Jeff Saturday yesterday?
It was, who is the biggest threat to Tampa Bay in the NFC?
It's an excellent question. I think the Buccaneers go into this season as prohibitive a favorite in their respective conference as any team I can think of in a long time, because I think that the NFC is comparatively the JV. I think there are only maybe two or three teams. There are always surprises along the way, but reasonably, the list of teams that I could see winding up in the Super Bowl this year that would not floor me is like four deep. Mm. And one of them is the Rams. And so I'm going to say my answer to that is L.A. I think it's the Rams, the Packers, and then on the outside, you know I believe in the Washington football team. I think they will win their division going away. But even I have to acknowledge the likelihood here is that either Aaron Rodgers plays out of his mind and beats Tampa, or Matt Stafford does. Matthew Stafford is a fascinating person to me. We're going to finally get the truth. Matthew Stafford has been in the NFL for, what, 15 years? Close to that, 12 years, however many years it's been. And in that time, what we do not know is he a good quarterback who was just not able to lift this terrible franchise? Or is he a great quarterback that was just demolished by this terrible franchise? I'm not sure which one it is. We're going to get the answer. If the answer is that he's great, I actually think they're the biggest threat, and that's where I'm going to lay my bet. So Greeny's take on this is I believe the Los Angeles Rams, if everything goes right for them, are the biggest threat to Tampa Bay in the NFC. What's next?
Can we already say that Mac Jones at 15 was the steal of the NFL draft?
Absolutely, positively not. Jeff Darlington made this great point on TV with us this morning. Mac Jones, 4 months ago, was a guy that everyone was saying, it's a joke if San Francisco traded all the way up to take him at 3. You cannot be unworthy of being 3 and then the steal of the draft at 15. Mac Jones is actually the proof of something far more interesting than that. Mac Jones is the proof of what I've been telling you for as long as I have had these airwaves, and that is that more young quarterbacks are ruined than developed. Mac Jones is in the perfect situation. No one would be talking about him this way if he'd been drafted by the Jets at 2 or by the Bears at 11 or wherever they wound up drafting, or by Jacksonville. He wound up in the perfect place. And so the situation will dictate that he will be hugely successful, quickly and long term. I think Mac Jones will be great, but that in no way means to me that he was the steal of the draft. What's next?
We know you love the Browns, but are the Cleveland Browns built to beat the Chiefs?
Yes, they absolutely are. If styles make fights, they've got the style. I do not believe trying to go throw for throw, head to head with Patrick Mahomes is the way to beat Kansas City. At the end of the day, you beat Kansas City by making sure Patrick Mahomes spends most of the game watching. Mm. If you think back to the AFC Championship game of 2 years ago when New England beat Kansas City on the road in overtime, everyone remembers the offsides penalty that cost Kansas City. Yes, it did. But the reason that game was where it was is that Patrick Mahomes watched the entire first half. The entire first half. Bill Belichick just took the air out of the ball, if you'll excuse that expression, in New England. He iced the quarterback. And that's what Cleveland can do. They got the two-headed running punch, the 1-2 punch of those two guys, Hunt and Chubb. They're outstanding. Plus, they can make big plays on the offense when they need to. Plus, they have a vastly improved defense. Plus, they can get after the quarterback with Myles Garrett and with Jadeveon Clowney. Yes, I believe Cleveland has the formula. They have the team. They have the best chance of beating Kansas City of any team in the AFC. One more. What was the other question you asked Jeff Saturday?
Define it however you want, Greeny. Which player would you consider the X factor this season? I'll give you one per conference.
So the way I took X factor was the player that you don't know what you're going to get. And if what you get is excellent, then you're talking about something special. Mm. And if what you get is bad, it's an important enough player that it ruins everything. And so that's how I chose my two. I believe the X-factor player in the AFC is Baker Mayfield. I believe he proved last year that he's a good quarterback. If there's another level to him, he was the first pick in the draft. If there's another level to him, if Baker Mayfield becomes a great quarterback, I believe the Browns win the Super Bowl. Let me say that again. They are unquestionably good enough to win the Super Bowl if Baker Mayfield is a great quarterback. If he isn't, then it goes entirely the opposite direction. That's why he fits the bill. And in the NFC, there may never be a greater X factor anywhere ever than Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick, if he is really good, I gave you the stats last week. The down barrel, the piece that I did for GetUp, it's gone viral. You've seen the video. If you haven't, it's on my Twitter feed, at ESPN Greeny, my essay on why the Washington football team is being slept on. Ryan Fitzpatrick, over the last 3 years, has numbers that compare favorably to Tom Brady, Dak Prescott, and Deshaun Watson. He hasn't just been okay. He's been excellent. If he is that, the Washington football team run away and hide with the NFC East, and they're a legitimate threat. If he is Fitz-tragic, then they're not a threat to do anything. So he's the perfect definition of the X factor. The other player who's kind of that, I think, is Jameis. I think Jameis Winston falls into the same category. What exactly does he do in New Orleans? I'm Greeny. I'm presented by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. So the table is set. We're just getting ourselves started. The first of our two Hall of Famers will join me live. Don't miss Tony Gonzalez next on ESPN Radio.
The biggest season ever.
We need to see Zeke of 3 years ago. The whispers are out there.
The very latest news, analysis, and plenty of opinions.
He got paid big money. I think he has to have a big year.
And it starts weekday mornings with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, and continues all day right here on ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Greeny, the podcast.
This is Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance, giving the Goodyear hotline a workout today. A pair of Hall of Famers, Joe Namath, coming up in our second hour, and Tony Gonzalez will join us coming up shortly as well. We'll get to that. A ton of football today. Haven't gone through the college stuff yet. Hembo will certainly get a baseball green light today, and we have time for your calls as well. All that and more. Right now, 30 seconds for Grainger. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger's always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop on by. All right, I made an observation during our commercial break, and I want to sort of bring it to the fore here. First of all, our producer, our beloved Nuno, has been on vacation last week. And so he has returned, and I was away the week before, so I had not spoken to him in two full weeks since the last time that Nuno and I were together on a show. And so what's going on, Nuno?
Not much, Greeny.
Yeah, that's always the case. And so here's, I said to Nuno, how was your vacation, and how did you respond?
I wasn't at work.
But that wasn't an enthusiastic response. Your first response was, yeah, it was good. Like, it wasn't an excited response. By the way, for those of you watching on ESPN Plus, you see what's happening now. Nuno just answered the phone while I'm asking him these questions, which I assume is because Tony Gonzalez just called.
I would hope so.
And any moment now he's going to say, and you can go ahead and do it into a live mic.
He just doesn't want to talk about it.
Is he just wants to move off the vacation? Yeah. Go ahead, Nuno. Tell us what that is.
No, first of all, it was relaxing. I didn't do much. And Tony is ready.
Okay. Here he is, the Hall of Fame tight end. You see him on Fox, and he's here on behalf this morning of TiVo Stream 4K. The great Tony Gonzalez is back with us again on ESPN Radio. Good morning, Tony Gonzalez.
Hey, everybody. How you doing, man? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
It has been. It's been too long. I'm delighted. I'm delighted to see how great you're doing, all the TV stuff and everything. It's a lot of fun to watch and all of that. And so it's good to catch up. And I want to start with your position, you know, because I think a lot of people will look at you. I'm old enough to remember when the pass-catching tight end was something of an anomaly. And now it is starting to feel like it's becoming something of a necessity. Like every team is looking to get someone who does what you did all those years, Tony. And so I just wonder, as you watch the evolution of the position, what are your thoughts on the role the tight end plays in the offense today, and who are the guys you most enjoy watching play it?
I'm so happy to see what the position has done. And there's a reason it's become so sexy and everybody wants to have it. Well, there's a couple of reasons. Obviously, I think what was able to make me so good is I didn't get open all the time. I mean, I was flat out covered a lot. And the quarterback would just throw the ball up in the air. When I got out there with Matt Ryan, he said, hey, where do you like it? What type of routes? And I said, I like all the routes. But when you throw it to me, just throw it up in the air, even if I'm covered, because I can jump pretty high. I'm 6'5 already, and it's a mismatch. And then you add the athleticism in there. It's just I think teams around the league are – I don't know what took so long, but they're really starting to notice it. And, you know, when you look at a guy like Kyle Pitts, who got, you know, the fourth pick in the draft this year, runs a 4.4, 6.6, has great hands. Like, I just think with that position, and here's the other part of it too. When you have tight ends, and leave it to New England to figure this out. Everybody, you know, they brought in two tight ends, and people are like, what's going on there? That's so much better than buying one receiver because of the cap space. A big-time tight end, at the most, is going to make $14, $15 million a year, where a big-time receiver is going to make $22 to $27 million a year. You can go out and buy other players and have the same impact, and then also be able to run the ball because the tight ends block, at least they're supposed to block, and you can have so much more of an advantage keeping the defense off on its toes. And that's why New England's always done that. And now teams, I think, are finally starting to catch up with that and see not only financially – but athletically, mismatch-wise, the tight end is, top three position you need on a team, on an offensive side of the ball, you know, besides the quarterback.
That's such a good point. I mean, the financial piece of it and so many other things. You know, I asked Teddy Bruschi one day on the TV show when Kyle Pitts was coming in, what are you going to do with Kyle Pitts? He said, I'm going to tell the coaches they need to take me off the field. He literally said, I can't do anything with that guy. So what will they put corners on him? Like, how will teams try to defend that guy in the middle of the field?
You can't guard it. And I always felt the same way. And you can call it cocky, airy, whatever you want. But I really felt confident out there. There's not one person that can guard me. Because if it's a corner, I'm like I said, he's 6'6". He's 250 pounds. He runs a 4.4. Like, there's nothing. Even when you have me guarded, I'm going to jump up and catch it over you. And if you put a linebacker on him, he's going to be faster then the linebacker is going to run away from him. So there's really nothing you can do except double team him. And the teams that I got doubled, when I played against the New England Patriots, leave it to Bill Belichick, put two guys on me, and then, you know, then I won't catch that much. And then it's up to the other guys on the other side of the ball to go make some plays. But there's no way that one person, once Kyle hits his peak, just like George Kittle and Travis Kelce, love watching those guys. You put one guy on them, it is lights out. 9 times out of 10, they're going to get open.
It's such an excellent point. I should mention Tony Gonzalez was the first tight end with 100 catches in a season. It has happened six more times since then. So, again, really sort of blazing a trail at the position. Tony's with me on the Goodyear Hotline, making the plays that move you forward. Goodyear, more driven. Let's talk about the rookie quarterbacks. That's obviously a huge story around the league right now with Mac Jones beating out Cam in New England. And we'll see when Justin Fields gets to play. We'll see when Trey Lance gets to play. You got the two kids in Jacksonville and with the Jets who will get the ball right away. Which of the rookie quarterbacks do you have your eye on? And what are your thoughts on what you've seen from them so far?
Okay, I love, obviously, Trevor Lawrence. I think he is, you know, I remember when Peyton came out or when Andrew Luck came out, these guys were like, oh, they're going to light up the league. And I can't wait to watch him play. I don't think he's going to light up the league, but I think it's going to be a nice building block. You're going to see something special out of him because from what I've seen of him, it looks outstanding. I mean, he's checking all the boxes, and I think this year, I don't know if he'll be rookie of the year, but he'll definitely put up some good numbers, but it's the beginning of something big time for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then Mac Jones, to beat out Cam Newton, and I have, I think, you know, the world of Bill Belichick, I think he's obviously the best coach in history. I don't even know, I think any sport to do what he's done, and there's a reason he's done it. And to get a young guy like Mac Jones, I think it's going to be – and I'm not even going to compare him to Tom Brady because he's not deserving of that yet. But I think when you can mold a guy into that, do your job, and it doesn't matter how many yards you have, and just worry about getting your team ready to win a football game, Mac Jones is going to have an incredible career. And from what I've seen of him with Josh McDaniels being the offensive coordinator, with those tight ends that we talked about that they got now, I really think the New England Patriots and him are going to have an outstanding year.
It's a great point. I want to go back to what you said before about the salary difference as well with the tight ends. The average salary of the top five wide receivers is $22 million. The average salary of the top five tight ends is $13 million, an enormous difference. Again, Tony Gonzalez here with the great insight on behalf of TiVo Stream 4K. One more thing before we get to that, and that is, you know, the Buccaneers and Tom Brady and that group, they bring everybody back. They have a full off season, which they didn't have last year. I saw Mike Evans the other day saying, we're light years ahead of where we were a year ago at this time. It got me wondering if any team is going to make a run at perfect. You know, maybe this is something Brady desperately wants. He fell just short. It's the one thing he hasn't done in his career. Could you see any way Tampa Bay makes a run at a perfect season this year?
Absolutely. You know, obviously people are asking me about this, and I love my Kansas City Chiefs, and I don't see anybody beating this team. Mm-hmm. This could be one of the best teams, if not the best team in NFL history. The fire that they caught at the end of the season last year and in the Super Bowl, and they got everybody coming back. Like you said, for all the reasons, they got a year underneath their belt now with that offense and Tom Brady pulling the trigger. The only thing that will derail this thing is obviously injury. You know, they got an extra game on the season now, and it makes it a little bit harder. But I don't see anybody beating this team, and I don't see how you could. It's almost unfair. And Tom Brady, what he's done, a lot of people, this goes overlooked, I think, and I try to bring it up as often as I can. No quarterback in NFL history has wanted to win as badly as Tom has. And the reason why, and the reason I'll say this is why, is because he takes less money. We talked about paying players. What is he making, $25 million this year? Mm-hmm. The quarterbacks around the league are making $45 million up to there. There's a reason that you can go out. He's so smart, and he's done this his whole career through New England. He's never the highest paid quarterback in the league, and that just shows me that he'll do whatever it takes to get rings, to get championships, and it's all going to come to this boiling point for him this year with all the talent that they've amassed in that team and were able to keep everybody. It's because of Tom Brady taking less money, and now they're going to go out and win another Super Bowl. He's going to have eight now. I don't see them getting beat by any team in the NFL this year.
That would be fascinating. If they start making that run, they've got that huge game week 4 where he goes back to Foxborough. That'll get all of the hype and everything else. And if they start getting it perfect, you know that Brady is not going to let them sit him down. All right, Tony, tell us again. Tony Gonzalez with us today on behalf of TiVo. What's the program with TiVo?
Well, I teamed up with them, shot a great commercial. TiVo, yeah, and that's right, TiVo. You remember old TiVo. They have a 4K stream. It's the best quality, the picture that you can get. You can watch all your games, and they have a voice control function that you can say, take me to the Kansas City Chiefs game, take me to the Atlanta Falcon game, and it'll take you right there. And then after that, after the game's over, I got four kids. What do you want to watch? You want to watch Cinderella? Take me to Cinderella. It'll take you right there. Let me watch The Rock's latest movie. It'll take you right to it. And it's all $29.99, so the price is unbeatable. And you can get it at Amazon or any other major retailers out there. So it's just a great way to take your TV experience to the next level, make it easy, convenient, and then 4K, like I said at the beginning. It's the best quality picture that you can get.
It's really well done. Tony, it's a pleasure to catch up. Thank you for this. Continued success, and I hope we'll see each other down the road. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Granny. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, take care. That's Tony Gonzalez. Just excellent. And that, I will just say quickly, like TVs and all technology can do things now that I just can't fathom. Like, I just, that sounds so extraordinary to me, to be able to look at the TV and say, just take me to the Kansas City game. And it just does it. Like, if that happened, I don't know what I would do.
I don't have any people in my life that will do that for me, let alone a television.
Me either. Like, if I just turned the stage and I was like, change the channel to the Kansas City game, she wouldn't do it. She'd be like, well, which channel is it on? You know, like, they would take. So just being able to talk to the TV, that is, like, some people talk to their car. My son will talk to his phone. Any question you ask Stevie, like, how old do you think so-and-so is, whatever it is, he doesn't ever Google it with his fingers. He literally just says to the phone, how old is Tony Gonzalez? How many catches did Tony? Like, while he was talking, I looked up Tony Gonzalez's career stats because I just wanted to look at it. He is the third all-time leading receiver in NFL history. He was actually second when he retired. Larry Fitzgerald has surpassed him. Stevie would just say to his phone, how many passes did Tony Gonzalez catch? And it would say it back. And I get it. If you're 30 years old or under, what I'm telling you is not a surprise. But when you're my age, every time I get anything to work, it's a delight. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Anytime any kind of device does what it's supposed to do, I'm pleasantly
surprised.
You know
what you are especially really bad at?
Yes.
Sound coming out of your computer. There's always sounds coming out of your computer. Some video is always playing in some web browser that you cannot figure out how to turn
off. That's true.
That's your thing.
Well, I have too many of the little tabs.
Tabs.
I have too many tabs open.
You have endless
open.
Tabs open.
Yes, and you're right. And so everyone, what Hembo is talking about is that we'll be in the office getting ready to do the show. And out of nowhere, the computer will start talking. And I can't figure out which tab it is that's talking to me.
Can I tell you what does not work?
Right.
Smashing your mouse on the background does not stop that, by the way. Which is like your go-to thing anytime something's playing from your computer. Try turning off the volume on the bottom right.
Well, I don't know where that is. I didn't even know I had that. Like my computer, the first time the computer in my office made a noise, like the first time I was like, ooh. I didn't know that might happen. I didn't know that was on the list of options. Here's what I'm speaking on behalf of. I'm speaking on behalf of all people my age. All right, I'm not getting to any of the things I was planning to here because this is important. Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide. You can get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, no contract. It's all on America's best network. Straight Talk Wireless, 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. So let me tell you what this makes me think of. And I will do the college stuff coming up in a few minutes and everything else. But when I first became a trustee at my kid's school, which is 11 years ago, we had this fabulous speaker, and he was a Harvard professor who wrote a book called The Education Gap. And he was talking, the whole principle of it was how in American education, we were still utilizing like 20th century technology to teach 21st century people. It was a very interesting thought. It's not something in which I'm an expert, obviously. But he used a fascinating way of describing this. So, again, Hembo, you're 30?
30, yeah, 31
so
years old.
You sort of fit into this, I guess. Certainly my kids fit perfectly into it. When it comes to technology, he said, Greeny is an immigrant. Greeny's kids are natives. They grew up here. Mm-hmm. They've always had this. They don't know a world. Do you know a world without a computer that makes noise and
hardly.
Talks to you?
Hardly.
You're talking to your phone and all that kind of stuff. Like when we started Mike and Mike, I didn't have a cell phone. It wasn't a thing. The internet started like 3 years before that. So like this stuff didn't exist. I worked in this industry without that. When I first started hosting talk shows in Chicago in 1992, I would give out two numbers to the audience. One was a phone number. The other was the fax number. And I would invite people to fax their opinions to our fax line. And we had an intern would run in and rip the faxes off and then come running in and I'd read them off a piece of paper. That's one lifetime. Like, this is me we're talking about, not Edward R. Murrow. Like, I did this not that long ago. And so what I'm trying to say is that there are certain parts of this that, look, I've done everything I can to try and keep up with this. And everyone listening to me who's my age knows exactly what I mean. There's still a part of me that can't believe when things work. Like, I'm like, I did that? Like, I still can't believe I got that to work. If you said to me, turn off the volume on your computer, and I figured out how to do it, I would take one moment and be like, look what I just did.
And when I taught you the other day the snipping tool.
Oh,
the snipping tool.
Yes. To me, if you had previously said a snipping tool, I would have thought maybe that's a circumcision. Like, I would not have, under any circumstances, like a snipping tool is something a moil has. I'll explain that to you off the air.
Please.
That's the only snipping I ever did. Turns out you can go into something on a whole other thing and clip it and snip it. And then put it where you want it and all kinds of things like that. Like, I don't know how to better describe it, but I can do it. And it reminds me of a time that I was sitting in the office at my house, and my daughter Nikki was at the time 7 or 8 years old. Perfect example of being a technology native. Walks in, and I'm kind of frustrated in front of the computer. And she said, "What's going on, Dad?" And I said, "I don't know. The little circle won't stop going around like this." And she said, "You mean it's loading?" And I said, "Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's what I mean. Is that what, but that's my point." So she's 7 and it's loading. And to me, it's a little circle and it's going around like this. They're functionally the same thing, but also couldn't be more different. All right, there's a million things we didn't get to there. I got all my college takes from my very busy weekend of college football. We've got sneaky big news that could absolutely destroy one good team season. We're going to get to that in a moment as well. But right now, a word from Rumble On. Does the thought of selling your motorcycle, ATV, or vehicle already make you exhausted? There's no need to keep putting it off because RumbleOn.com makes selling easy. You'll have a cash offer in minutes and a free pickup. Harley, Polaris, Can-Am, Yamaha, trade in or sell. RumbleOn will pay cash no matter what the make or model. Visit RumbleOn.com today. Enter the promotional code RADIO. You'll get a $300 increase on your cash offer. Fast bikes, faster cash. Back in a flash, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greeny, the podcast.
Rolling along, Greeny with you here. Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide. You can get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299. No contract. It's all in America's best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. Meanwhile,
sneaky big news.
This is super sneaky and super big. Because no one is talking about this, and it's critically important as the NFL season gets underway. Are you aware that T.J. Watt is probably not going to play for the Steelers, or at least he might not? Are you aware he has not been practicing? T.J. Watt, who might be the best defensive player in the entire league, who many people think should have been the defensive player of the year a year ago, is not a holdout at Steelers camp. He wants a new contract. That, I think, is fairly well known. But because guys can't hold out now, it's so cost prohibitive that what he has done is he has shown up, but he's not practicing. He did not fully participate in a single practice throughout training camp, and his practice status ahead of Sunday's game against Buffalo, of all teams, has not changed. This guy may genuinely be the best defensive player in the entire National Football League, and every assumption I've made about the Steelers being better than advertised, which is to say, I think the Steelers' offense is going to be better than people are saying. If the offensive line can play at all, they have great weapons, they have two good tight ends, and they have Najee Harris, and Ben is going to be better, not worse, than last year, a year removed from the elbow surgery. So, I think they're going to be a good team. I think they're going to make the playoffs for sure. But every time I have said that, it is based on the assumption that the defense will be great. But if T.J. Watt isn't going to play, then the defense isn't going to be great. So I don't know how that works. Like, it's all well and good to say I'm not practicing. But then at the end of the day, you're either going to play in the game or you're not. You can't say to the team, I'll show up on game day, but I won't go into the game. I don't know exactly what the contractual situation is there, but they're going to have to – it's going to come to a head. And so that's why I'm saying this is sneaky big news. We should have been following this every single day. Like, this might be the best defensive player in the sport, and he has not practiced all summer long, and his status is very much up in the air for a critical opener against Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. To me, that's an incredibly interesting and important situation going on. The definition of sneaky big news in Pittsburgh. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle auto, home, or motorcycle insurance. Visit progressive.com. Much more NFL conversation as we go. But first,
Greeny's takes.
I made a bunch of observations watching college football this weekend. So, yeah, Bubba, give me a little music there. And I actually put together five of them, so I'll attach numbers to them, even though I don't really have them in a particular order. But these are just five observations I made watching college football this weekend.
Number five.
Alabama versus the field. Take Alabama. For the love of all things holy, Nick Saban just gets better. All right, and you're willing to give every team in college football a little bit of a break because there is no preseason, so their first game is sort of like a preseason game. But my goodness, they don't need a preseason. They're in mid-season form on Labor Day weekend. Alabama is so good. And as you watched Ohio State struggle and Oklahoma struggle and Georgia still hasn't scored a touchdown and Clemson still hasn't scored a touchdown and all the other teams you think are good, Alabama just waxed Miami. And that was a lot less about Miami than it was about Alabama. Alabama is going to wax everybody this year. They are plus 220 to win the championship. I mean, it's not very attractive odds, but I would say take it. Nobody is beating Alabama this year.
Number four.
Meanwhile, Bryce Young versus the field for the Heisman. Take Bryce Young. He's going to be the best of them all. The last three Alabama starting quarterbacks are all starting NFL openers this weekend for their respective NFL teams. Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa, Mac Jones. This kid's better than all of them. Bryce Young is going to be better than all of them. He's a little small. So I'm not exactly sure how that's going to translate to the NFL. But in college, he looks better than any of them. He had never played a game before. He was unstoppable. He was unbelievable. I timed my golf early that day so that I could get home to watch this. I really wanted to see that game. And at the end of the first quarter, I said to Stace, any cleaning you need me to do? I got time to kill before Georgia-Clemson kickoff. Because this thing is a – I mean, that was as one-sided as a game could possibly be.
Number three.
And back to the point, every other contender looked shaky. Notre Dame, very lucky to hold off Florida State. North Carolina people were making into a sneaky pick. They lose. Ohio State just held off Minnesota. Oklahoma just held off Tulane. Georgia-Clemson, which we'll get to in a minute there. And maybe Georgia's defense is that kind of good. But not one other contender looked great. Like what you usually think of in week one is you're going to play a lesser opponent. Now, I like it. The teams are playing other good teams. It's going to play a lesser opponent, and they're just going to blow the doors off people. They didn't blow the doors off of people.
Number two.
Including Clemson. And the reality is, and you gave me this note recently, Hembo, Clemson just hasn't been Clemson in big games in recent years. What's the note?
Well, look at their last three measuring stick games. The 2019 national championship against LSU.
Blown out.
By 17. Last year to Ohio State. Blown out by 21. And then the game against Georgia, which they could have played eight quarters and not scored a touchdown. Those three games, outscored by 45 points, outgained by 505 yards in three games.
And they have nobody to play against the rest of the year. Not one ranked opponent left on their schedule. So I think the idea that we will see Clemson in the Final Four this year is very unlikely.
Number one.
Which brings us to this. Four players got ejected for targeting in the first half of Ole Miss Louisville last night. I'm going to solve this problem. I'm up against the end of the hour, but I'm going to give the obvious solution to this problem. Because health and safety should, of course, always be first and foremost in college football. But this is overboard, and it has become a problem, and I can solve it, and I will do that next.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.